News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass. He'll take fabulous care of us. He's why Google Podcasts is just waiting for him to finish his production, and he'll upload it, and you'll be able to check that out. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Podcasts, you name it. Rob will take care of it. In the studio with us now, the Buffalo Valley singer. Two of them are here anyway. Steve Kushaloff is back. Of course, he does our On the Mark show from time to time. He's a CEDACOG veteran. Used to be news director only a few short decades ago here in the newsroom, but loves to golf and sing.
Good. Goodness gracious. Why, thank you, Mark. That's my entire life story.
Well, you didn't do any of those things well, so I didn't.
No doubt about that. Nobody said I had to.
I'm just harassing you. Actually, you've pretty much excelled at everything you've done, and I'm sure singing is the same. And Hank Baylor is back. He's a veteran of 12 appearances on WKOK Sunrise in recent years.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be back, Mark. Thank you very much, and thanks, WKOK.
He's the only person that's received multiple complimentary mugs here from the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation. So,
I have one.
Well, you've only done 11 appearances.
Hey, okay. Well, we have a party of six for dinner. I need some more cups.
Right. We're still need coffee cups. But honestly, these are two great doers in the community, and they just love to spread the word about the things they do and talk about the Buffalo Valley Singers. So, you've been kind enough over the years to bring us information about the Buffalo Valley Singers. So tell us what's coming up. I know it's a 50th anniversary concert, Steve.
Right. Well, the basics are that we will do our concert two times. We will perform on Saturday, May the 20th. That'll be at 7:30 in the evening, and then we'll do it on the very next day, Sunday, May 21st at 3 o'clock p.m. We perform in St. John's United Church of Christ, which is on Route 192, Buffalo Road, 1050 Buffalo Road in Lewisburg. Tickets are $8. You can purchase tickets at the door or from members of BVS, and children 12 and under are free. So, and it's always just it's just a fabulous time. It really is.
You got the details on Facebook if folks want to check their social media.
Absolutely. Just go to Facebook and type in Buffalo Valley Singers. You'll see more information, see some good photos there, and you will be ready.
Hank, 50th anniversary. Tell us how this concert will be different from others.
I believe that one of the things we want to do is to satisfy an entire spectrum of audience. And, you know, I believe we're covering at least four generations in some of the music selection that Connie and the board have done. It is really a wonderful concert in terms of the mix of music that they'll be able to hear. We have some great solos, duets. I think probably the special part is that it is a 50th, and we're going to try to do what we can to satisfy the greater audience.
Well, and Connie thinks of music that really you guys can do.
That's right. Yeah, I have to mention, too, that Connie's just an incredible director. And we have another incredible director, Brett Hosterman, who is the assistant director.
Yeah, Connie Pauling Young, a former music educator at Warrior Run. Connie is great. She's tough when she needs to be tough. Is that fair to say, Hank?
Yeah, she's tough in a neat way.
Tough in a neat way, yeah. Kind of like my wife. Well, wait.
No, stand up, Hank. What happened just now? That was not the right note. No, she does not do that. She does, it's a very interesting way in which she's able to help people.
We'll be doing in the middle of a piece, and she'll stop us and say, you know, I thought I had said we're going to slow down at that point. Didn't I say that? I guess I didn't say that.
You got to have the special messy S C H.
Oh golly!
Because it sounds like the group are hissing like snakes. And she goes, "Oh, I heard a messy S. We're going to start over."
Well,
a messy.
As in Sally.
Okay. I got to slow that down for our audience.
Almost any, now we're getting into the weeds here, more or not, but almost any word in a piece, if it ends in an S or in a Z or a TH or whatever, you have to attach that to the next word in the song. You don't sing it as part of this word. Like if you and if you wanted to, if the words pass salt was in the middle of a song, I don't know why it would be
salt.
Pass salt. Oh, that would be hard. We'd be working on that for at least 20 minutes.
But she's a perfectionist, and she makes you guys sound like it's just crazy.
Some of the things that she brings to light when we're singing are incredible, because now I listen to other songs and I can hear it in professionals, and it is interesting. It's something that we don't do anymore, right, Steve?
True, but as Hank said, a number of the pieces are really pretty special, particularly when related to this whole 50th anniversary. For instance, the opening number, This Is the Moment, it's from the Broadway show Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. That's the theme of the concert. This is the moment. This is our 50th anniversary moment. One of the Broadway songs we're doing is from Oklahoma. Oklahoma was really the very first of the modern Broadway musicals. I'm not exactly sure when Oklahoma was written. It could have back in the 40s, I assume.
Oh, yeah, it was.
We're doing Amazing Grace. It's almost like a gospel version of Amazing Grace. This was actually performed in 11 of Buffalo Valley Singers' first 13 concerts. Mm. So, again, this is a piece that has a special
meaning.
A special meaning. And our final number of the evening will be I Hear America Singing. Now, this was written by Dr. William Cutter. He was a former instructor, music instructor at Warrior Run. He went on to MIT, which Hank and me and everyone
What's
says,
engineering have to do with
music? How does that
music,
work?
Yeah.
Well, Dr. William Cutter, he became director of choral programs at MIT, conducted the concert choir up there, the chamber chorus. And Hank and I were wondering, but I believe this was performed in Europe, actually, by the Pennsylvania Chorale, District Chorale. Connie talks about how she was with the group at the time as a director, and they would just break into song singing I Hear America Singing at various times and venues in Europe. So there's a number of special pieces with a little bit of historic relationship or context to it. Also, folks who do come to our concerts will be able to see displays of our history. Memorabilia will be posted, old news articles, programs from past concerts, feature articles about various members of Buffalo Valley Singers through the years. Those will be on display. And even the presentation itself that evening and afternoon will be very special. Everything from just the look of the concert to the musical accompaniment. We're bringing in, for one of our numbers, we're bringing in a flute, oboe, and bassoon to assist with the musical accompaniment. And also a guitarist will be helping out on, I think, on Shenandoah, a beautiful
Shenandoah
song.
Shenandoah and a duet.
And who's doing that duet?
That'd be Naomi and Hank Baylor.
And Hank Baylor. So Hank, sitting right
and
next to
she's a wonderful soprano.
and Hank Baylor is a wonderful tenor.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
Oh, anytime. Not a problem.
Enough of that.
Sure. So it's really, you know, it's so great, Mark, that you know, we, like every civic organization around, we came through COVID. We came through 2 years, really, of...
Not being together.
Not being together, and when we finally did get together, there was only about 35 of us.
Correct.
And so last summer, summer of 22, I think there was a really a concerted effort to increase the size of Buffalo Valley Singers. We actually had a display at the farmers market that was staffed to try to draw people into the group.
I'd call us barkers.
Okay. Hank wants to call
pull them in off the pitch off the run.
Yeah.
Got a couple minutes left. Why sing?
You know, singing takes you to a different place. It really does, Mark. I mean, when you're in your car, because I know you've done this, when you're in your car and you hear this old song from the 50s or from your high school days and you just sing along, it takes your body to a different place. You're doing something you don't ordinarily do. And, you know, I tell people, and I get an argument, anybody can sing, I say. And people say, well, no, I don't know about that. Well, I'm going to tell you, I still believe it, and especially when you're singing with 79 people around you. You know, when we tell people you ought to give Buffalo Valley Singers a try, we're not saying you got to stand up there on stage all by your lonesome and sing in front of an audience. We're saying, no, you're going to be with a bunch of folks that are just like you, ordinary people, various age groups, men and women, and you're going to sing with them. So, you're just enjoying doing this activity that you don't ordinarily do.
Hank, why sing?
Why sing? We had a song a couple years ago. It's called Why We Sing. And it pretty much answers the question. I have the same opinion as Steve does. You sing in the car, you sing in the shower, you sing you just don't realize you're doing it. Connie has an opinion, well, not an opinion. She says, anybody can sing. In fact, she can bring it out in them. I would just want to mention that we're not only just talking about the concert, or talk to the people out on WKOK land, and that is that we love to have you join us. We don't require any kind of audition. You come in and we find out where you best fit and put you in that particular group and just sing on, and after a couple years you're starting to read music. And by the way, only let's say about 40% of the people actually read music. The rest they just learn by their neighbor.
Sure, but you know, one thing that I find folks enjoy, because I recruited a couple from my church. The guy in particular, the man and his wife, both of them fabulous singers, and yet he sits next to me in Buffalo Valley Singers because he's a bass. And even he, who has been singing for years, talks about the instruction that he's getting from Connie and the things that he has learned. And for people like myself and for Hank, who have been singing in church and various organizations, and you think you're doing it right, and then you get together with Connie, and it just opens up your mind to
what's wrong with you guys.
Yeah.
I have to stop you guys there. Fabulous interview. I only asked 3 questions, and that's the way to do an interview. Just bring great people on board. Steve Kushiloff and Hank Baylor talking about Buffalo Valley Singers concert next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, 7:30, Sunday, 3 p.m. at St. John's UCC on Route 192, just outside Lewisburg. Thank you, men. Good luck. Break a leg, have fun, and thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.